7:39 now. We have triple team emergency traffic with major problems out there. Andy, where do we start?
Pretty bad crash northbound I-15 right before 2100 North Lehigh. It's in Utah County, and it's got traffic backed all the way past American Forks Main Street. The backups, in fact, going maybe a half mile beyond it. If you want to exit the freeway at Pioneer Crossing, take that out to Redwood Road and then head north on Redwood. That actually might be a decent alternate for now. If you live in Lehigh, don't get on the freeway until 2100 North. Take any of the other roads to get up to that street. If you live on the east side of the freeway, go up to SR92 and join up with I-15 there. Eric Butler?
Got longer stretches of slowdowns now on I-15 in Salt Lake County, but these aren't terribly long as far as delays. 114 South heading up to 7800 South in Midvale. That's one spot. And then actually, as you move past the South Interchange, you start slowing once again. And doesn't really get back up to speed till you move past 3300 South. We still have a city street accident, State Street 4500 South, and the northbound slowing on both Bangor and 5600 West as you head through West Valley City. Heather?
Southbound 15 at pretty good speeds from Ogden to Centerville, but as soon as you pass Parish Lane, you'll start slowing down the rest of the way into Salt Lake City. Legacy Parkway is still a good option for you. This October, don't be afraid to treat yourself to that home renovation project. At Ogden's Flooring and Designs, they have scary low prices on flooring and countertops. Visit ogdensflooring.com for a quote. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.